back to Stewed Hibiscus. We're here with MJ and Bells, and of course Inky. And the topic for today is relationship red flags. I know. Mm-hmm. It seems like we all know the red flags, but trust me when I say this, we don't. And a little backstory with this. I was chit-chatting and kikiing with Bells the other day, and she gave me some red flag tips. And it's some things that you think you would know, like a man putting his phone down during dinner, but you're so used to being connected to your phone, you don't notice that that's not normal anymore. So I'm going to switch over to Bells and, yeah, and ask for some red flag tips in relationships.
What am I?
I think you can weigh in too. I think the topic you were talking about when we, you know, when we're having dinner was a guy who takes his cell phone and he puts it face down. But when he's very in close quarters with you, but any other time, like if, you know, he's off to the side somewhere, he is there strolling and swiping left and right and all that other stuff all day long. Mm-hmm. And then when he's near you, it has to be face down. And then when he's away from you, or if she's away from you, men, and then you call and you can't get a phone call back for a couple of hours, that's very telling, just because they're, you know, when you're around them, you see them, they're on top of their technology all the time. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the things we talked about. But, you know, things where, you know, like I said, someone is there and they've always got their phone, it's always in their pocket. And then, you know, when you're out of sight and out of mind, you get you make a phone call and you're getting a call back the next day. Oh, I was busy, or I was sleeping, or I was this. Meanwhile, you've seen them in action in front of you.
That's a good point. I think another thing, your locked cell phone. I know a lot of people do have locks on their phone, but like, I don't know. I think that can sometimes be seen as a red flag, is it being locked. And it's, if you're in a relationship, and yes, you shouldn't be going through your significant other's phone, but like, I think them making sure it's locked when it's around you, that's kind of around the same thing. It's not necessarily down, just but it's locked that you can't get into it to see what's in it. So that's a red flag.
But do you think people are finicky about their privacy?
For sure.
Because I mean, they might say, you know what, you're not my wife yet, or you're not my husband yet, and I still have, like, because I can see someone going, oh, so now do you also want the passwords to my email and such and such? Like, how do you feel
about that? Like, someone you're in a relationship with, would you feel comfortable with them knowing how to get into your phone? Or even you, Bells, being married, does your husband have the access to get into your phone?
You know what? Yeah, okay. Would I have a problem with him having the password? No. But does he have it? No. And it's one of those things. My husband actually is a privacy type of person. He's the kind of person that would say, here, go into my phone and send my text message to this person for me because he's driving or something like that. And I'll be like, okay. And he'll be like, the code is this, and this. But I'm pretty sure he will flatline if I walked over and picked up the phone and just started doing stuff. Like, he still likes his privacy. But I mean, it's nothing for him to give me that password.
I don't want someone to know my code to unlock my phone. I don't want people in my business. Like, if you want to know something, ask me.
Well, you're in a relationship. They should.
I know, but
you would want to know what's going on his phone, am I correct?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh.
Usually when I go into people's phone, it's just to see their gallery. Like, not text messages or anything, like pictures they took of something. But that's, I don't go into like text messages. I think I don't feel I have a need to worry. At the time, I just had no desire to look through someone's phone.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're honest with me, you can tell me whatever it is you're hiding.
But
if you choose not to be honest, that's on you.
Yeah. But if I feel like when you get to the point where you're curious about what's going on in his phone. That's already like, you like, well, yes, there's a reason why you're curious, and that's already a red, like that person's already giving you all kinds of red flags for you. Like, that's a done deal already. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Like, it's, there's no, the trust isn't there, and obviously they're either giving you a reason not to trust them, or there's some kind of insecurity there. Like, it's just, there's something off. That's not, for that sure. It's not gonna thrive. So
right, you know. Okay, when I first started dating my husband, I don't think it, and maybe I just don't remember. Maybe I did have that curiosity where I wanted to see what was in his phone. But he was always the kind of person that would kind of bring his phone and he'd like, oh, look at this. You know, I got a text message from so-and-so saying this. Oh, look at this photo. So we were, you know, often in his phone, but it wasn't like I asked to see it. Yeah. And I remember having a conversation with an older male cousin of mine. And I was like, hey, you know what I love? And my bad, you know, my social cues were completely off. He was there in front with his girlfriend. So as I'm saying this, I was like, you know, he always shows me what he's got, what he's doing and whatever. That's why I'm not curious enough to go onto his phone. And, you know, my cousin is a proper red flag just in his existence. So when I was saying it, his girlfriend was like, oh, do you hear this? Do you see this? This is what a good man does. And you should be comfortable enough to show her. You don't necessarily have to give her your password, but you know, you should be able to, if your wife
shouldn't be
or your
sweating bullets.
Exactly. You can't be like, oh, what? I mean, I'm, yeah. So I think it is a red flag if the person, not that if they don't give you the password, because I don't think, like you said, you don't want someone to have your password. I mean, I do banking on my phone. I've got work emails that I'm supposed to secure on my phone. I've got all kinds of things that people shouldn't access. And I'm not even talking about my partner. So asking for my password, or, you know, making, you know, let me not say ask for my password. You can ask for my password, but, you know, using it on a regular basis to just, you know, do your, you know, in your free time to just read what's in my phone. I might be like, what's that? But I think the red flag is where the person can't have that phone in your presence, or whatever device that isn't, you know, in your presence close enough to where you can actually read it.
You know, the biggest red flags to me is in a relationship is their friends. And one is meeting their friends, and two is not meeting their friends.
Okay, can I just stop you right there real quick? Like, I know you're about to elaborate, right?
Okay.
But meeting their friends, from personal experience, does not mean he's not a
player.
Where I'm going with this is if all his friends are playboys, or, you know, not necessarily single, but like, you know, like, and he's saying almost, oh, you know, I'm the only good guy kind of thing. That's where I'm kind of trying to go. And please best believe. Most likely,
the birds of a feather.
He's a playboy too. Like, so, yes, and you are just, you know, one of his,
an unknown passenger.
Unknown passenger, yes, an innocent bystander. So I think that's a huge one. That meeting the friends, and then not meeting his friends. I think that's the even bigger one. You know, if it's just, oh no, I just want to spend time. Oh, you know, and then the. They're so suave too, and you know, things that they feed you, like, oh, you know, it's just you I want to focus on. You don't really meet anybody, you know, even his friends, or definitely his family too. I think that's big too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys have a way of making it seem like you're my priority. Let's focus on us before we, you know, expand the circle. And you're like, okay, I'm so important. I'm a priority. Please. He's telling the same thing to you. I'm not on the other side. And I think one big red flag, and this should be common sense, is not knowing where, not going to his actual place of residence. Mm-hmm. Now you're both like, okay, everybody know this, but no. When you're in a situation where you work close enough to each other, so you always meet up after work and everything, and it just doesn't occur to you. And then you have to take a step back and be like, hold up. I know where you live, but we've never gone to your place. Why?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, you know, like after we hang out for dinner, I have to go back to the office and then work till like 12 a.m. And you're like, okay, oh my God, you're so hardworking. Okay, never mind. Maybe next
we'll I think we're, planet. Women are so
Meanwhile,
naive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Significant other is at home waiting for him. That's why you're never going to his house.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And he doesn't just because,
Right.
and I feel like, and this is, I know what I'm talking about. I feel like you're conditioned to be the nice lady, very accommodating, and be like, okay, that's fine. Never give him stress. He's working so late at night. Oh my goodness. One day it would just be me and him, and we'd go for massages, and he'd be, and you'd really sit there and be like, pause for a second. This guy lives somewhere.
Yep.
Where? And that is a red flag.
For
But you
sure,
know,
for
when you're
sure.
trying to
Okay.
make things work, like you always, even all the sense that you're talking right now, when you really like a guy, all of that goes out
You, I'm telling you,
is
it's a
so
year later
funny,
that you'd
but
be
it's
like, hold
true.
up. Yeah.
Yeah, he does work
I
at
definitely.
1 a.m.
It's so sad that I'm laughing, but now when I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, you're so naive and it's ridiculous. It's
Yeah.
just
You know, there was something someone said to me sometime. Oh, and I think they took it from a movie, so it's not like they created the expression. But it was kind of like if someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Oh yeah.
So, like, you know, some of those red flags, like selfishness, and these are red flags that can be worked on, but you know, something like selfishness or self-centeredness, however you see it, you might see dating. And then, you know, they explain it away with, well, we're not married. And, you know, it's not my responsibility to do this for you because. Meanwhile, you're cooking and cleaning and stuff. You learn, you kind of have to accept a person right where they are and not expect that, okay, this is dating stuff. Marriage stuff will be different. I think that's the biggest thing that people
Women,
overlook.
women, women.
Yeah, women, or exactly. Well,
Oh,
even men
yeah.
too. Even men too, because like
Please.
you know, I've
What?
had people come to me like, "Dude, your cousin doesn't cuckoo." I was like, "But she wasn't cooking when y'all were dating. You were she was
Like,
she
why are you
wasn't
so
cooking when you were
shocked?
dating. So why all of a sudden you're married and you think she knows how to use sugar and spice? Like for real?" So it's just me see the person for who they are, accept them as who they are, and see if you can manage whatever you are given now and in marriage. Because you shouldn't expect a, you know, some sort of revolution or no evolution. There we go.
So,
Just because you walk down the aisle.
my question
Yeah.
is, so you know, you guy meets girls, butterflies, you know, termites, all that good stuff. You feel in your stomach.
All right.
When, when should the girl be like, okay, I need to start looking out for red flags, or should she look for red flags in the first
From the
place?
beginning,
You.
listen, let me tell you something. How something starts is how it ends. If he start, basically what Bell's is saying is once you start those things that end up being big red flags are gonna show up as little red flags in the beginning. You know, of like, okay, he lies about, oh, he had toast for breakfast instead of Eggos. Like, you know, like little thing, okay, this guy's lying about little stuff. That means he's gonna lie about really big stuff. You know, and just like, yeah, so it'll just believe it. The way things starts is how it ends. If he even cheats or you find, oh, a sign of him, oh, he was talking to this other girl or something like that, or took another girl on a date, oh, and he tries to blow it off, most likely that's how that relationship is going to end. It's going to be some kind of cheating, something, something.
But doesn't that make you paranoid?
Oh, not now. I feel good.
No, because you, yes, because you see, you
What?
acknowledge the red flag, you weigh the importance of that red flag in terms of your deal breaker, and you cut your call losses or you embrace what's coming. That's it. Because, of course, you have to pick your poison. We're not saying because you see a red flag, you say, oh, I got to go. But you at least know what you are agreeing to. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think that you should just don't even tolerate any of that. That's just wasting your time, honestly. And I think especially at this age that we're in, like who has time to be dealing with that nonsense? And like just I wouldn't even entertain it. Like it's like I think when we're younger, we okay, like just, I think we're just foolish. And I think that now we just know better of just like, don't even, it's not gonna, it's nothing good's gonna come from it. And not every guy has those red flags. That's what I'm saying. This is just like, this is the rubbish that we're talking about. So when I'm talking about, you know, the guy who just has a bad habit of, okay, you know, he leaves his toilet seat up or like, you know, picks his butt once in a while. Those are like, you know, whatever. There's some, there's things you can manage, but this is the, like the red flags of like, please, you know, step away from this relationship or wherever the heck you're trying to go with it. Because it's, I, that's how I'm approaching it at least.
Yeah. No, thanks for framing it that way. Cause I sure was blurring the lines. So, cause I was like, yeah, I mean, some of them can be, they can be both and, you know, some of them can be both, but all depends on what your
context.
So this is a lighter one, another red flag unrelated to knowing where the guy lives. A friend of mine told me this horror story about a relationship she was in, and her big red flag was, if a guy has too many aunties in his cell phone, best believe that there's something going on. Because what he would do is save all his girlfriends as Auntie Tim, Tina, Auntie this, Auntie that, Auntie this. So that when she did have his phone, which you think now that he's letting you see his phone, it's all good. But all of these people were a million and one aunties and men, a million and one uncles is a problem as well. So it's a major red flag. It's, you know, hiding people under different names or labels so that they can do what they need to do.
That's clever. That's very
Or someone that clears out their text messages frequently.
Oh yes. Oh, their WhatsApp. Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. That's very true. That's very true. That's a good one, Bells. This is one that I don't know what you guys would think, if this, you think it's a red flag or not. Where you meet. Like if you meet a guy at a club. Versus, you know, is that a red flag compared to like, okay, we met at a social function, like of a group that you guys both belong to, you know, do you feel like the guy you met at the club is a red flag or not necessarily?
No, I mean, because I've been taken to clubs that I didn't want to go to, and you know, if I had gone there and I was just, you know, either there to accompany somebody or it was somebody's birthday, like I have a cousin, anytime he celebrates a birthday party or for himself, it must be a club, and he always tells me, you are not young, you are not old, and you are not dead, let's go. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there in support of him. Mm-hmm. So I'm just I would like to give that leeway to someone else who's probably there in support of something else. Now, if he's a regular and the bouncer's like, what's up? Good to see you tonight. There is a problem. Red flag.
Yeah. What do you think, NK?
Okay. It depends, though. Like, if we're meeting at a club, that's a 100% chance we'll probably never talk to each other during the day. Mm. Daylight. But if we meet during a regular gathering or function where I can have a cohesive conversation with you, but then again, they're idiots that you meet during those things. So it's a give and take, to be honest.
Right.
But I just thought of one red flag that crossed my mind. So when someone wants to rush into a relationship really quickly, quicker than the girl wants to rush it, which is like, if a guy wants to rush through a relationship, that's a red flag. He either wants sex or your his rebound or
a visa.
Like, no, seriously.
Or he's clingy.
The most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. But, you're like, oh my goodness. Meanwhile, he's like, okay, if I tell her this long enough for 6 months and then we can get married in court. Like, if someone rushes through a relationship, it's cute, but after a while, you just get suspicious.
That's true.
But what about like hopeless romantics, like those guys that just move fast forward?
That is a red flag. Those guys are insecure as heck. Sorry, I'm speaking so passionately about this.
Do tell, MJ, do tell.
Long time ago. In my past
life. Go on. Yes.
No, and you would think that that'd be like what you want. Oh, he's so sensitive
with the roses and the chocolate.
No, most of the time those are either very, like you said, clingy. You want to be the woman, you know what I mean? Like, and sometimes...
Yeah, you want the man to be the man.
Sometimes in those situations, they end up being, like, very, very clingy and, like, just emotionally too much. Like, you're like, okay, I'm sitting here trying to resolve you and I'm trying to sort myself out. It's just too much. So please run from those as well. But also in that, the opposite of that, about a guy who you've been in a relationship for a really, really long time that isn't ready to commit or who says, oh, they just, you know, oh, I don't want kids. Like, are mm-hmm. you, like, you know, those ones on the opposite spectrum.
Shoot. It's just that is so red, red, and red. You know, I saw one video, was it a couple of days ago? You might have seen it on Instagram, where the girl decided that she was done waiting. She knelt down to propose to this dude in public. Shame on her. The dude was like, no, get up. She slapped this dude across the face.
Oh, wait, was that?
And said, after 6 years, 6 years old. Yeah. I was like, is it that she was waiting for Jesus to come tell her that this was not going to work? 6 years?
6 years is a long time.
And the guy pulled her up and told her that she should get up, and she slapped him.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And then I had a good friend of mine. She was dating this guy, and I'm talking about being super wife, which is a mistake a lot of people make. You go in there, you're dating someone, you are cooking for them, you're filling up their fridge, you're doing their laundry, you're doing all this wifey stuff. But no proposal is forthcoming. And eventually the guy said something like, what was the story he gave now? Oh, he wanted to make sure that his family was stable first. And that's, he's talking about parents and siblings. Then he could marry her. And, you know, I respect her because even though she cared about him so much, she cut it off. She was like, goodbye. No kidding. 2 years or 2 years, 2 or 3 years later, he was married to someone else.
Why am I not surprised?
And they had been together for a minute. And so it's a red flag. Like if you're sitting there and you think you're doing all the right things and you're together all the time and you're doing all this and the spirit has not moved him to do the right thing, then you need to make your own decision.
Do you guys, speaking of that, what you're working towards in career, do you feel like there can be red flags when it comes to career, like either aspirations or lack thereof, or even the career choices that you want that's not in line with what they're trying to do?
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen people whose relationships didn't make it because of different aspirations, but I think the one that I've seen that's been the biggest red flag for many people is the lack of ambition, male and female. It doesn't matter. It's because, you know, we're here in the U.S. and it's not where, you know, you would like to have one sole breadwinner. It's a tag team effort to survive. You know what I mean? Things are expensive. Daycare is worth your whole life each month. And so I've seen people that are just like, listen, the lack of ambition that you're having, the lack of drive to better yourself and the welfare of our family or our future family or us as a couple is a problem. You know, that's what I've seen people come back and say, that's a huge red flag for them. Yeah.
Interesting. But, you know, I had someone tell me a lot of people think they know what they want. Mm-hmm. In a significant other versus what they really need. Mm-hmm. From a significant, I don't know if you two think that's true.
Can you just state that again, please? Sorry.
Like a lot of people think they know what they want from a significant other, which ends up being completely different from what they actually need in a relationship.
That's true.
People are so stuck on, you have to do this and you have to do that. And then you probably get that person and then you realize you don't necessarily want that kind of person. I don't know if you guys think that's true or not.
I do. I've seen that some people.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that like a lot of time, especially now being married and just like one looking back on like mistakes that I've made, you know, like, and other people just watching them too, you know, like I feel like when I ask some women, okay, like, what are you looking for? And the things that they mention, like, sometimes it ends up being very, like, superficial, superficial mm-hmm. things, you know? Mm-hmm. And those are things that are not going to sustain any marriage for 50 years. You're like, so, hotness or that, you know, 6'4", or that he went to certain colleges or something like that. That's not what's going to sustain a marriage. But having someone who's like, you know, who's dependable, who treats you well, you know, like, or has very similar values to the things that you're looking for. Those are the things that you can wake up to 50 years from now and still be happy. And I feel like not enough women or men, you know, not enough people who are out there searching are looking for those things. I think people get stuck on very superficial things. I think when you talk about like what you want versus what you really need, I think that can become a struggle too. And I think that when I try to introduce people to each other, I really encourage meeting people blindly, honestly, because then you, I know it's really hard. Like, I think even you, Enki, I know I've tried, but it's very true of just like meet someone blindly. So you're not like stuck on the physical, you know, because I think if we went on just physical, like, you know, like
some people
don't see with who they're with right now. So that's the truth.
So how do you turn the mirror and put the red flag on yourself? And telling yourself, okay, right. You need to avoid having this approach because you're just gonna disappoint yourself. Like, how do you tell someone that? Because sometimes the red flag might not be from the other person, it might be from you being stuck in this idea of what you want in a relationship that's not possible.
Walk away. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can't self-counsel. You know what I'm saying? You can't counsel yourself to see that you are the red flag. And a lot of times it takes someone who knows you well, who's seen you do your thing. And it's kind of like, well, NK, you know, that thing you do is a problem. But it's not easy for people to accept. I mean, you know, criticism is not easy to swallow.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it takes someone who has been a good friend, because you don't want somebody that's just ready to hear ready to pick on you. But you know, you need someone who's been there through good and the bad, so that when they criticize you, you take it more seriously. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a lot. The only way you will accept a red flag, even if someone shows it to you, if I'm making sense, because you'll say, okay, well, remember this guy? You said this, and then that guy, you said that, and this said to you. By chance, do you think you might be picky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just too picky. I mean, because he was a good guy, he was a Christian, he met that requirement, he was this, he met that requirement, he takes care of his parents and doesn't live at the house and is not his mama's boy and doesn't do drugs and has a good job, you know, all these things. But you didn't see that because he wasn't 6'1".
Yes.
Hey, why are you judging me?
I'm judging.
Am I talking too loud?
Kidding. But yeah, I know.
No, that is like some truth right there.
Yeah,
that is so profound. That's good. Mm-hmm. No, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Mm. Well, this has been such a stimulating conversation. Any more red flags, ladies?
You know what? Actually, before we end this topic, someone you're in a relationship and how you resolve arguments. I know you guys think that that's very little. Mm-hmm. I know. But someone who resolves arguments with you by just buying you a gift all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a red flag, because especially when you're dating, because that just means like, it doesn't really mean that they care about how you're really feeling. It just means like, okay, you're a woman, you like diamonds, here you go. Like, have an expensive gift, that's the end of that. But I think that's a very big red flag. I don't know if you guys have
Do you think it's situations like that, when you get married, he can get away with stuff as long as he gets you something?
Yeah, and it almost like belittles you, you know, like, this is what, like, you know,
there's a price to your
forgiveness. There's a price to you that's just very, like, I think that's a really big problem, because and it says a lot about how that person sees you to me. But yeah, some guys are just plain clueless, that's okay too, but I think the me that's reading more into it would think like that that's saying a lot more, and that's a huge red flag.
I've not had that experience in terms of, you know, the person that would just gift me whenever there was a problem. You know what, MJ, we might have needed to hang out a little more. I needed a few gifts in my life. And there were plenty of things that upset me. But yeah, no, I think if that had happened, I would be like, do you even understand why I'm upset? You know, this doesn't make it okay. You know, there needs to be an actual resolution to this issue here. So yeah, for sure, red flag.
I feel like there's going to be a part two of this one. So I am so excited for us to tackle this topic again. I would love for us to maybe have a guest, maybe a male perspective about the red flags for women in the future. What do you guys think?
Oh, yes. I'm happy to coordinate that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Well, this has been great and informative and exciting. We'll love to hear your thoughts on red flags that we know we missed. So there are 1,000 of them, I'm sure. So get in touch with us, stewed.hibiscus@gmail.com, or your direct message on Instagram, stewedhibiscus. And we'll talk to you guys later. Signing out from me, Inky, and
Belle,
and MJ.
Till next time. Bye.